When the Affordable Care Act was passed, a Democrat who favored it was in the governor's office. Now it's occupied by a Republican who doesn't. Under Scott Walker, Wisconsin joined a multi-state lawsuit against the act. While fighting the law, Wisconsin also took federal money to set up insurance markets called exchanges. The state office implementing those exchanges, the Office of Free Market Health Care, goes by a name that suggests the state's intent may be at odds with what the president wants. Interest groups supporting health care reform are wary of the mixed signals. Sarah Finger runs the Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health.
What we're urging the governor and the administration to do is to move forward with meaningful health care reform implementation and an exchange that advances women's health and doesn't leave women worse off than they were prior to the Affordable Care Act.
Small businesses have long complained about high insurance costs, but their trade group is fighting the Affordable Care Act. Bill Smith is state director of the National Federation of Independent Business.
The tax credits that are included in the law are very limited and they're very temporary. So those costs will rise again once those credits expire. You know, the health care law is certainly not the cure-all it was promised to be.
Supporters say in his first year, the law has helped people. Children with pre-existing conditions cannot be denied coverage. Young adults up to age 26 were able to stay on their parents' plan. And 55,000 seniors in Wisconsin got prescription drug rebate checks this year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.